College students need to stand back and see where they are in the independence-dependence struggle. Probably one of the most stressful matters for young college students is establishing their sexual identity, which includes relating to the opposite sex and projecting their future roles as men or women. Each must define her or his sexual identity in a feminine or masculine role. These are exciting times, yet frustrating times. Probably nothing can make students feel lower or higher emotionally than the way they are relating to whomever they are having a romantic relationship with. At the same time, these young adults are learning how to give and receive affection in the adult world. This aspect of growth deals not only with interaction with the opposite sex, but with friends of both sexes and all ages. As they grow and reach young adulthood, the way they relate to others changes. It is a time when they as adults should think about how they relate to and show proper respect for peers, how they relate to the children and young adolescents in their lives, and how they relate to their parents and show them affection. For example, when I was a graduate student at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, I visited my parents after I had just finished a course in counseling. During the course, I had come to realize that while my world was expanding and new options were opening for me, my father, who was in his 60s, was seeing his world shrink and his options narrow.